going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The 0-2 pitch to Hoskins and he belts it. Deep left field, and that is going to be his second three-run homer of the afternoon. And the Milwaukee Brewers absolutely blasting away here on the Phillies and Jesus Luzardo. Hoskins with a two-homer, six RBI day, and it is 11-0 Milwaukee.
Yeah, it's appropriate music. Exclamation point on Saturday. Hoskins blasts two home runs against the Phillies. Midday show, we're live today at the Brian Dawkins Driving Impact Celebrity Golf Tour. If you missed it earlier, we did have BG and Dawk and Merrill Reese on the show
Merrill
as well.
Reese.
So you can go back and listen to those in the Odyssey app. Of course, watch on YouTube. We'll get to you people coming up at 1:30 who Hugh admitted they're in his head the minute he wakes up in the morning. He's thinking about people who watch the show on YouTube. All right, Hugh, yet on Friday we had the discussion about Reese Hoskins and bringing him back to the Phillies. And I felt it was pretty split. We had the discussion. I know Jack and Ike on the afternoon show, they were having a discussion as I got in the car Friday to go home. Mm-hmm. Similar, you know, to ours about whether or not it'd be a good idea to bring Reese back. I want him more after watching this weekend.
He had a good weekend.
He had a great weekend. He had a pair of home runs, and we have no pop in this lineup other than Schwarber and Harper.
I get that. But you know what stuck out to me this weekend was how bad our defense was.
Yep.
And how much worse it would be when we start playing musical chairs out there?
I'm not sure. So, I mean, acknowledge this. They would be, they'd be worse. Okay, I'm not saying they'd be better.
Mm-hmm.
But my idea would be Bryce Harper goes back to the outfield. So, mm-hmm. In my idea, Bryce Harper's replacing Max Kepler.
See,
I think Bryce and Kepler are similar outfielders. Maybe Kepler's a scotch better, but Bryce is fine out there.
Okay.
And we would be taking a little bit of a downgrade at first, certainly. Hoskins is not as good at first as Bryce.
What was his nickname when he was here?
Well, Ray Dininger called him the corner butchers, first and third. But we're bad defensively anyway.
No, but
can
it's
anyone
funny.
Provide me an idea to make the defense better and get a bat in
here? You don't see the irony in that? The football guy coined the nickname the corner butcher and
it's
stuck?
Nickname. Well, he's a good writer. And we know Ray can write.
I'm just saying. That's what stuck out to me. I get what you're saying because maybe – those two home runs and the way he was hitting this weekend, that kind of offsets everything.
Yeah.
I get that. But, yeah, the defense to me was the biggest liability this weekend.
Well, it is.
That was the one that cost you. To me, the defense was the one that cost you the game
yesterday. Yeah. And Saturday it was Hoskins. I mean, Hoskins destroyed the Phillies on Saturday. Do you want Reese Moore after watching him this weekend? 215-592-9494. And did you change your mind if you were on the other side of this thing on Friday with Reese Hoskins? All right, Hugh, before we get back to the phones, we got to hear from Bryce Harper because this made it even more interesting for me because, you know, Bryce, sometimes he'll throw these things in and he gets what he wants around here in terms of acquisitions of players. We know in the past he said Trey Turner's his favorite player in baseball and JT Realmuto can't leave and all that kind of stuff. Here's what Bryce said this weekend about Reese Hoskins.
Obviously, he's one of my favorites, so always fun to have him back here in the bank, and he has so many good memories here with this organization and his fan base too, and I expect people to be excited that he's back and he gets to the bank on a Friday night, so I'm excited for him and excited to see him.
They call him one of his favorites, Hugh.
What that meant? So you took that as cold?
Well, what else did he say? In the offseason, he said for the right first baseman, he'd move back to the outfield. He said it. Those are his words.
Bryce does. Does he still have that kind of pull? You think?
Of course he does.
I mean, I'm just checking. I'm just checking.
Where were that? Where would his pull go?
I mean, and if I look at it like this, if we weren't so concerned about your health, then maybe Reese could have probably potentially been here. And then we wouldn't be, you know, trying to go out and get players that we need because they were already here.
Sometimes you got to right a wrong, right? Yeah. The Eagles wrote a wrong with – they wrote off the wrong with Bryce Huff and moving on. The Eagles could rewrite the wrong they made by letting Reese Hoskins go and bringing it back. Kyle, where do you come down after – I know you were pro-Reese on Friday. How about after two home runs over the weekend?
Yeah, well, I hope that – I mean, I hope the dream isn't dead because
the
of how
– yeah. They won like seven or eight in a row. Yeah,
yeah, that wasn't
– doesn't help.
No, it doesn't help the Hoskins thing. I mean, the Harper comment was interesting. The last two people he said that about – his favorite player, the Phillies ended up acquiring. But, I mean, I was for Reese before the series, and I'm even more for it now. Like, clearly the offense, especially without Bryce Harper, is lacking. And I just think Reese fits perfectly into what the Phillies need. They need a guy who can hit with runners in scoring position, and they need a right-handed power bat. So I think putting Reese behind Kyle Schwarber, especially now, it still works for me. So, yeah, I'm still all aboard.
It's going to be tough for them to check all the boxes everyone wants, right? We all think they need another bat. Well, that's great. Okay, maybe we can find one. But we also then they need to get better defensively. Hugh, it's not going to be easy to find the perfect fit, an outfielder that could play and he can hit.
So, and this is the thing we've got to deal with. So what do we need most? Do we need a bat more? Or do you want the bullpen or the defense? Well, I guess you could make one move to fix two.
A bat that has a glove.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
You can make one. Yeah. But I guess the question is, like, will we need more, a pitcher or a bat?
Well, I think until the last week or so, most people would have said, no question, it's a bullpen arm, right?
Yeah.
And the bullpen's not good. I mean, we've known this. I've thought this before the season. But the more I watch this offense, the more I really believe they need another bat. Now, I'm not saying I don't want an arm, too. I want both. But you're asking me the question, what do they need more of?
Yeah.
I mean, I think they have more potential options here that could become relievers. We know Taiwan's going to move to the bullpen now.
Yeah.
They called the Seth Johnson kid up. Down the line, they can move other people to the bullpen. I just don't see as many potential options to help the offense. I mean, the kid Otto Kemp is hitting, but apparently he doesn't have a glove. And Crawford, I don't know if he's really ready to come to the major leagues. So I don't know where they're getting an improvement offensively unless they trade for one.
But see, that's what I was about to say. It looks like right now, financially, it's easier to get bullpen help than it is to get a power bat. And that's kind of where you are with it, because getting a bat at this point in the season with teams, and we talked about Reese, they look like they're alive, so they're probably not going to be as willing to move him. So you're looking at potentially getting fleeced to get another bat in here. So that's why I said, as the show started, they need some guys on this roster already to step up.
I don't disagree. I can't hold my breath anymore.
Yeah, I get that. But I mean, that's your only options right now.
Well, right now you're probably right, because we are still 2 months, you know, about 2 months to the trade deadline. I'm looking at the standings. There's only six teams in baseball more than 5.5 games out of a playoff spot. So there's not many teams that are clearly out of this thing, mm-hmm. right? So that means this is probably going to go to the deadline. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Ken in Cinnamon to talk and Phillies. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
Hey,
what's going
Ken?
On, Ken?
Before I get to the Phillies, let's just take a moment to appreciate the beauty of the friends and family finals in the NBA. This is exactly what Adam Silver and the NBA deserve, and I call it the friends and family finals because
what was it, OKC or Indiana, right?
Indiana, Oklahoma City. Only friends and family are going to be tuning in to watch that. So there's going to be Bravo shows that are going to have higher ratings than the NBA finals
that's
in prime time. So I just think it's beautiful. So in terms of Reese Hoskins, can we stop talking about this guy like it was the equivalent of just throwing a first baseman's mitt out on the bag and hoping the ball hits the bag? I mean, if you look right now, the Milwaukee Brewers everyday first baseman and the Philadelphia Phillies everyday first baseman until he got hurt have the exact same defensive run saves ranking, -2. They're the same. So it's not like this tremendous, you know, step down to put Reese Hoskins at first base, which is his natural position. And, oh, by the way, Reese Hoskins has a higher batting average than Bryce Harper. He's got more home runs than Bryce Harper. He's got a higher OPS than Bryce Harper. He's got a higher slugging percentage than Bryce Harper. They have never replaced that right-handed bat. And this notion that you're extending Bryce Harper's career by moving him to first base, especially when he's got back issues, is 100% opposite of the truth.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
First base is much more taxing of a position to play in Major League Baseball, especially if you have back issues, than right field. I mean, let's face it, most of the time in the outfield, those guys, it's not like they're not paying attention, but those guys are just kind of standing there waiting for the ball to get hit to them. And they move, you know, they shift around based upon what the alignment is. But, you know, first base, Bryce Harper has to be down, ready for the ball, in a crouch, every single pitch defensively. So you're not extending his career by moving him to first base. We think about moving, like, JT Realmuto to first base, and that extends his career because sure. First base is not as taxing.
Like Joe Mauer. Yeah, when Joe Mauer left catcher to play first base. Yep.
But it's not the same thing with right field to first base. Yes, first base is not as physically taxing as catcher. Very few things in baseball are. But first base is more physically taxing than right field.
Well, and even if you're worried about this, which I understand what you're not, the idea of this is really just for a half a season. I mean, no one's talking about putting Harper back in the outfield for 5 more years. Like, we're just trying to win the World Series this year, and then we'll figure it out in the offseason.
Well, if you're going to have the worst defense in the league, and the Phillies, from defensive run save perspective, are last in baseball. They have the worst ERS in baseball. And your bullpen is going to be a joke. Which is why this weekend doesn't really tell me anything, because I haven't seen anything that tells me anything different than what I already thought about this team. If you're going to try and compete for a World Series by having a terrible bullpen and the worst defense in the league, you better score a ton of runs. And
yep.
There's no world in which adding Rhys Hoskins to this roster doesn't make them better. There's just no world.
I agree that it's net positive. That's the way I view it. Like, yeah, okay, maybe they'd be slightly worse defensively. They're bad anyway, right? They need to offset this. They have great starting pitching, and that's the only thing great right now. They got to offset it with more offense. Ken, what's your guess for Hughes Clues? Who are we talking about?
Well, the one that came to mind to me that seemed the most obvious is because he's on here all the time is Ross Tucker.
Ross Tucker, yeah,
is a really good one.
That's a really, really
Ken,
good
not
one.
It, but that's a good one. You guys crossed over for about, what, 4 or 5 years?
I think he was at the Giants.
I feel like Ross got in the league around 2001.
Yeah. Played a couple times against Ross, I do believe. Yeah.
But Ross is not the answer.
No, he's not. He does. Hey, you know what, though? That's a good guess because Ross does a hell of a job at what he does.
Yes. You want to give everyone a third clue? Because two clues in. It's a little too challenging for people today.
His son played Major League Baseball. That's a good clue right there.
You're patting yourself on the back for that clue. Julie in Swedesboro. What's up, Julie?
Hey, guys. How are you doing? Hey, Hugh. Hey, Kyle. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Julie. What's up?
All right. I want to hit a lot of points here. I guess we'll go to Rhys since you guys were just talking about Rhys. Absolutely. Bring him back. And I said that before this weekend. He's a power hitter that we really don't have in our lineup right now with Bryce, you know, not smacking balls out of the park and not even in the lineup at the moment. And I actually agree with what Ken was saying, which I don't really agree with a lot of stuff he says when he gets on the radio. But Rhys has been really good at first base. There was a play, I think, in yesterday's game. I don't know who hit the ball, but their Milwaukee shortstop made an unbelievable play. And then Rhys made an unbelievable catch. I feel like we'd improve both on defense and offense, bringing him on board. Maybe not in the shortstop area, obviously, because Turner's a little bit of a problem, but Harper would be back in the outfield.
We wouldn't have save to... it. I caught that.
What? Come on. It was a good, no, it was a really, like, this guy made a great throw, and Reese had to, like, really, like, it was, come on.
No, it was. It was. No, it was.
I wish I could remember who hit and everything, but, yeah, then Harper would be in the outfield. We wouldn't have to worry about Weston Wilson. So I feel like we'd improve.
Julie, I do too. And like people get caught up on, well, they'd be worse here. The only thing matters is, are they overall a better team? And that, and the way I view it is, if they bring Reese back, they would be a better baseball team than they
are today.
Absolutely.
Agree. 100%. I feel like Turner, yeah, like that play was terrible. And I feel like they lost the game because of that. I really just feel like they were going to win. If he didn't make that error, but I remember listening to, I think it was when Fransky was talking to you guys, a few weeks ago, he said Turner is a better shortstop. He's the one that sees him every day. And he already had, I think, 3 errors at that point already. I know he's not, you know, it would be better, I guess, if we had someone else in that position. However, I feel like that was just a kind of a fluke play. It just sucked. I feel like this whole weekend, they were just totally out of sync. I mean, Joe, would you say that, I mean, you said the Phillies just, what, destroyed their season by this weekend. If they didn't get smacked around with 17 runs, if they lost, I don't know, say the score was like 7-5 or something, would you be saying the same thing? I mean, 17 runs, that's not going to happen.
You're right, Julie. No, that's right. No, I don't think they destroyed their season this weekend. What I think is it showed us the weaknesses they have. That they, when they play all the bad teams like the A's and the Rockies, they just get away with it, right? They're just so much better than those teams that it doesn't matter. But they play the better teams and you see it. So that's why it's frustrating, because they have the flaws, we know it, and we just kind of forget about it in the weeks they play bad teams.
They reared their ugly head this weekend.
Yeah.
That's true. No, that's true. Yeah, I mean, it's super frustrating, you know, the past 5 games have been, but, Hugh, I told you I'd call when they start going on a losing streak, and here we are.
Wasn't that long.
Like, that, I know.
Wasn't long.
Didn't want to do this quickly, but they've always been a streaky team. Like, I'm frustrated, but I'm not panicking. I'm not hitting the panic button. Nope.
I think that's a fair way to put it. All right, Julie, what's your guess for Hugh's Clues?
I'm going to say I thought this before the third clue, and that kind of threw me off, but I'm just going to go with it. Keyshawn Johnson.
Keyshawn's an interesting guess. Not it, but Julie, we appreciate it.
No, I was
former teammate
of yours. Yeah, I was laughing at Julie because it sounded like she almost said, poop, or about Trey.
Well, I mean, that's appropriate.
No, I thought that's why I was laughing. But she caught herself. She did a self-edit. I just think it's funny when I'm not the only one that does self-edits at this time.
Yeah, so you appreciate other self-edits?
Yeah, I do.
I don't think anyone does them as pronounced as your self-edits.
Yeah, it's a little much sometimes.
Let's go to Tim in Swedesboro. What's up, Tim?
What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Hey,
what's Tim.
What's up, buddy?
Well, I mean, I was listening to the last caller. Julie was her name?
Yes.
Yes.
And I tend to agree with her. I mean, I was talking to the morning show this morning, I was saying, like, you know, with how many errors Trey has, like, he's got 5 errors now, he's got 45 errors total as a Philly. But then, like, you know, I think, like, come to think of it, like, I agree with her. I think they're out of sorts, you know, like, oh, this is a better team. The Brewers are a better team. And I feel like this is not something that I would take lightly, but I think moving forward, you know, I think they'll learn from this, you know, and obviously they miss Bryce, absolutely. They obviously miss him. But I think moving forward, they learn from this, and hopefully, you know, if another good team or mediocre team comes to town, we can take care of business.
Well, hopefully. I mean, but that's kind of been the theme of the season. And Tim, they can get to the playoffs doing this, right? Beating up on the bad teams, there's enough of them, and then being decent or a little below against the good teams. They'll get to the playoffs, but they got to be better than what we saw this weekend to win playoff series. I mean, because they look to me like a team that when they play a good team, they're in some trouble here. I mean, if their starting pitching doesn't dominate, it's like, all right, where's the offense coming from? Obviously accentuated this weekend without Bryce. The bullpen is not good, and then we know the defense not good. All right, Tim, what do you got for Hugh's Clues? Who's he talking about?
Well, can I just ask you a question real quick about with Huff? Hugh.
Yes.
When the Eagles first signed Bryce Huff, did you think he was going to fit in to the defensive system here?
I thought he could. I thought that with his skill set, it would translate well to what we did, especially when you talk about some of the guys that we've had here. You talk about who his name was on the tip of my tongue. He left.
Josh.
Hassan Reddick.
Oh, Hassan.
Hassan Reddick.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was another bust, I thought.
Who, Reddick?
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, here or when he left here?
When he left.
Oh, yeah, he was a bust for the Jets, sure. But when he was here, he was awesome.
He was, when he was, well, here, when he second, was phenomenal.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, well, he didn't, but, you know, but, he was the master of his own demise, if you will, some of the things that he did.
Yeah.
You know, if you're, I mean, if you're being honest about it.
And the money that he wanted, too.
Yeah, if you're being honest about it, he was, you know, he took a hard line. And I mean, hey, listen, as a former player, if that's what he decides to do, you have to be prepared for the consequences. And for him, unfortunately, it didn't work out for him. He's in Tampa now, so, you know, hopefully he'll be able to resurrect his career down there. But, you know, he's getting a little older, too.
I mean, we're going to see him week four, so we got to deal with that again. All right, Tim, what do you got? What's your guess?
Oh, see, I just heard the third clue. Oh, geez. He said his son played baseball. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take a stab and say Eric Johnson.
Eric Johnson? Do you mean Daryl Moose Johnson?
Yeah.
Who's Eric Johnson? All right, well, neither are the answers, Jim. We appreciate it. I was just trying to figure out who's going with there. It was not Daryl Moose Johnson, but a decent guess. All right, let's go to Bill in Pine Hill. What's up, Bill?
What's up, fellas? How are you?
Bill, what's up? How are you? We're good.
All right. I want to change up the Phillies. I want Rob Thompson to be a man of men and not just sit around and do nothing.
Well, he did get ejected on Saturday, Bill.
That's why Larry Bell was in the dugout last night.
That's right.
Okay. They need to put their foot up Trey's butt and send him to second base and put Stott on short. And put Crawford in center field, Reese on first, Bryce on left, and go from there.
This is the new version of who's on first. We're going around the horn here. All right, so you want to trade for Reese, you want to move Stott to short, Turner to second, and you want Crawford up.
And I want Crawford up, and I want Bryce on left.
Hume, what do you think?
Sure. Why not?
You didn't want Reese 5 minutes ago.
No, I'm just saying. I was just listening.
Like, you don't want to argue with Bill?
No, because Bill's voice is real raspy, and they just sound like he about that action right now.
That, well, you can hear that.
Yeah, definitely can hear
well,
that.
Well, I'm a gummy boy. I don't smoke no more. I'm a gummy boy.
So we're kindred spirits.
There you go. You guys get along.
Yes.
Hey, guys,
I listen to you guys all day.
I appreciate you, man.
Bill, we appreciate that. All right, Bill, what do you got? Who's your guest for Hughes Clues? Who's he talking about?
I think Tony Romo.
Tony Romo.
You know what's funny?
Bill, interesting guess. Never
played against Tony Romo.
You were out of the league when Romo started.
Yeah, never played against him. That's a good guess, though.
I think he may have been in the league as a backup your final year or two, but he didn't play.
Yeah, but he didn't play.
He didn't get on the field until like 05-ish, if my memory serves on that. I also don't think Tony Romo has a son playing Major League Baseball, or did play Major League Baseball.
Not yet.
That would be –
Not yet.
Yeah, that would feel pretty quick for Romo there. All right. So a couple callers almost, I wouldn't say defending Trey, but almost saying like, hey, he's been better this year. He's been a bad defensive shortstop
Here it is. Here is it with Trey Turner in a nutshell. Trey Turner has worked on his defense a lot. But
let me give him a standing ovation for that.
Before you and Joe get upset about what I'm about to say, this is where I think people are upset with Trey. It's because, for me personally, there's been two times where it's been routine plays. The one yesterday, and I think it was the one a couple weeks ago.
Oh, the one he didn't step on second base.
Yes. That people, like I said, as a pops learning baseball, that because we even said the same thing. Your 6-year-old son knows that. There are certain fundamental things that you would think that a player of his caliber and the money that he's making, they're just natural, come natural. And it just doesn't seem for him like that's the case. And there's been two instances where that has been true. And I think that's what people are upset about, is because those two big instances right there where you look at it and say, oh, that's child's play. That's fundamentals. That's basics. That he did not come up big in.
Yeah, that yesterday was basics. I mean, that's as routine of a play as you're going to get. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll get to more of your phone calls. Final hour live at the Brian Dawkins Driving Impact Celebrity Golf Tournament. Is it a big deal how the Phillies play this weekend? We got to give this prize away when we come back. Some changes coming to the Phillies rotation. And a name we haven't discussed much in terms of someone the Phillies could trade Ben Davis had mentioned on the morning show recently. We'll have that for you. Your phone calls, reaction to the Phils' week getting swept by the Brewers, the Bryce Huff trade, and we'll give you a fourth clue for Hughes Clues. We give away a pair of tickets to a great event at the Man this summer celebrating the 2024 Eagles. That's all coming up. Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the best place to find all your favorite player props. And now you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. Want to see if a guy's setting that over consistently, or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double. Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. And once the game starts, that's when things get interesting. You can buy live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, it's not too late to get in the action. You get started with $200 of bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sports, because the official part of 94 WIP.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.